This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Interdisciplinary artists from the U.S. and abroad will be in Santa Fe this month for Currents 2014, the city's fifth annual New Media Festival. All sorts of web-based art forms and performances in venues all around the city. Among the New Mexico artists taking part in Currents 2014 is E.L. Behrer. Dr. Behrer combines a distinguished career as a composer with her work as a biomedical scientist at the UNM Medical School. Dr. Behrer, are music and medicine two separate interests of yours, or is there actually a relationship between the two in your work?
I think I went into science because of music, and because my father was a scientist at Bell Labs. While I was growing up, we had a laboratory in the basement that I got to do experiments with my dad, which is always a very special thing for any kid. And I studied music, played music from the time I was in 10th grade until, I don't know, my mid-20s. And I felt frustrated with what I got to do in music, how much thinking I could do, how much intellectual exploration I could invest in. And all the music I write comes from my heart, so it's not very cognitively engaging for me. And I try not to write mathematically programmed, arbitrary sounds. I try to write sounds that are accessible, inspiring on an emotional level. And I just felt like a whole half of me was being left behind with that process. And I ended up applying for an MD PhD program at Stanford and University of California, San Francisco. And I decided to do UCSF because it was in San Francisco and I had access to my musical colleagues. And I decided the best way for me to integrate these two parts of myself would be to study the brain and discover why music has an effect on the brain. And we've been really interested in how the emotional system responds to various stimuli and understanding the dynamics of that response and how long it lasts over time.
And would one of those stimulus be music?
Sound. Mice aren't real good at listening to Beethoven, but sound.
On June 21st, you're collaborating on a multimedia presentation. What are you planning?
So I have a colleague who's coming from Los Angeles who got his master's degree in the UCLA Media Arts program, creating code for visualizations, visual realizations, the kind of things architects do to show you what a house would look like and allow you to walk through it. He and I talked and thought it would be really fun to do a visualization of music. So he has written three new programs that project abstract images in response to the instrumentalists.
And these visualizations are spontaneous, not recorded responses to the music making.
No, this is going to happen in the now. I was in San Francisco writing music in the late 70s, early 80s, and I know Pauline Oliveris and that whole team of what is happening. And this is going to be a musical happening in the sense that none of us will know what we're going to see, and none of the players know how that will influence their playing. What I love about it is that it's both digital and organic. We're live, we're going to play, but it's predetermined a little bit by the music that we've chosen to play and by the program that's going to translate this and what the principles of that program are, what its parameters and processing will be.
Composer and neuroscientist Dr. E.L. Behrer collaborates with digital artist John B. Carpenter, cellist Tom McVitie, and flutist Tina Termini Saturday nights, June 21st at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe. It's part of Currents 2014, the city's international new media festival. Go to currentsnewmedia.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.